Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Checkpoint Security Talk podcast. I'm your host, Greg Kunkel. Joining us today is Kathy Trahan, Product Marketing Manager at Checkpoint, and she's going to be discussing with us today a new IP appliance refresh opportunity at Checkpoint. Before we get into the opportunity itself, Kathy, can you walk us through the Checkpoint IP appliances?
Sure. So the Checkpoint IP appliances are formerly from Nokia through the acquisition. There are six models, and they basically have a range of firewall throughput from 1.5 gigabits to about 30. They are designed for the enterprise for both remote office, departmental, and data center. And now that they are with Checkpoint, they are a true appliance. It's both the hardware and the software integrated together.
So why the refresh? What is this refresh opportunity, and why has Checkpoint decided to do it?
Sure. So from a refresh opportunity standpoint, from a sales standpoint, there's quite a few IP appliances out there installed. It's a very strong install base. It's a very loyal base as well. And there's quite a few of them that are quite old. So here's an opportunity to basically upgrade or trade in your old IP appliance for this new IP appliance. We would basically get a trade-in credit for the old IP appliance. So from a customer standpoint, in terms of like, why should I refresh? That point of view would be simply, you get a lot more performance, you get increased security, you walk into the blade architecture, where it'll give you a lot more flexibility for future in terms of adding additional security. And on top of it, you get a better TCO.
You mentioned a TCO there at the end. Why would I get a better TCO if I'm a customer?
So from a TCO standpoint, when you trade in, you get an attractive price to start off with. But as you move into the new IP appliance support model, it's quite different than the existing model that you've been operating under. Traditionally, you were spending money on hardware support and software support. But here, you would be spending money on an appliance support. And therefore, your long-term operational costs would go down.
So can you walk me through a trade-in example? Say I'm a customer and I've got an IP385.
Sure. So IP385 is a much older model out there, but there is actually quite a few of them out there. You would move from an IP385 to an IP395. In that case, you would gain six times the performance. And once again, you would get that more security. You would get additional flexibility with the software blade architecture. And in this case, you could get upwards of 30% less TCO, depending on the arrangement.
Certainly sounds like a great opportunity here. So if I'm a customer and I'm interested, what do I need to do?
So the first thing you need to do as a customer, you need to contact your representative. And in this case, obviously, let them know what type of IP appliance you have, and they'll determine the best upgrade or give you a couple different upgrade options, because there are quite a few. But the important thing is to act now, because the offer expires December 31st, so you need to get your customer to be acting right now to be able to make that move this year.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today, Kathy. Those interested in more information on Checkpoint, the worldwide leader in securing the internet, can visit checkpoint.com.